Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
15-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 59 today. Mike Tomlin, after another disappointing, aggravating performance by the most overpaid and overrated defense in Steelers history, talking about his message to the team. And you can tell me if this is just like a pet peeve of mine, if you think focusing in on the wrong things. But I just get really annoyed when, after a game like that, in this like lecturing tone, I have to hear Mike Tomlin tell me about his team's overall stance on how they go about their business and about how, generally speaking, his teams say very little when they win and say even less when they lose. To paraphrase, we're not a team that talks a lot. We're a team that lets our business do the talking. No, you're not. And he doesn't even follow his own rules and instructions there. He literally said before the season started, we have the potential to be a historic defense. I think we'll be a historic defense this year. He said that. He set the bar super high for his team. He like put that out there as a barometer for them. And everybody else followed. I don't know if they started it and he felt like he couldn't abandon his own guys by telling them to like back down and back off and tone it down. But a lot of guys on that defensive side of the ball said, in retrospect, in hindsight, really, really, really stupid things about the kind of defense they were going to be this year. Thornhill, best ever. Peyton Wilson, I can be the best coverage linebacker in the NFL. Joey Porter, I think I'm the best corner in the NFL. Just to call out a few guys. Like, their reputation right now is not, well, you don't hear from us. We'd rather have our actions do the talking. Malsy, that's not true. This is exactly what turned me off to him. Like, when I started to do a 180 on Tomlin, it was that year that they lost to the Jags in the playoffs, and all they did was talk a big game about that season, that team, and what they were going to do. And they laid one of the biggest eggs in Steelers playoff history against a quarterback who'd rather be like dipping and mowing his lawn than playing football. And a bunch of his guys probably felt emboldened by him to say those things and act that way. And I guess when there's no consequences or repercussions for losing, you can do that. You can say one thing and do another.
That year, did he not tell everyone get ready for part two with the Patriots?
Yep.
So they had popcorn ready. They hadn't even played the game. He already was talking before they had won a game. Remember, they talk minimally when they win. They talk even less when they lose. before the game had even been played, he was speaking loudly about what he intended to do, which was go play the Patriots again and presumably beat them.
And they had already lost, so if he takes his own words to Hardy, he wouldn't say anything.
Church mouse quiet, although that was a game where they lost because of a bad call. Doesn't matter, neither here nor there. I don't know. I file this one under platitudes that he says, and if the team is 11-3 and coming off of a Super Bowl appearance or something the previous year and they lay an egg, I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. Right. But the team hasn't won a playoff game in almost a decade. He has routinely turned in non-competitive performances. He has more power over what the team does than probably any head coach in the entire league, with the possible exception of like Andy Reid. He has done precious little with all of that power and say so. They have built the team in his image and likeness. They have allowed him full control over the defense such that even when he does something objectively really good, like bring in an excellent coordinator, in my opinion, in Brian Flores, he sticks him with the linebackers and doesn't let him do anything. So this just is another chapter in what is now a very long book of Mike Tomlin says random thing that sounds kind of catchy and good. Somebody will latch on to it. And Chris Mueller won't pay attention because he doesn't give a rat's ass. That's the name of the book. It's kind of a long title. We're trying to shorten it with the publisher. But I hear that from him, and it just goes in one ear and out the other because it's noise to me.
But I think the easiest teams to not like are the ones that talk the talk and can't walk the walk.
It's very difficult for me, who a guy who actually thought Joey Porter Jr. was going to be a good corner. It's very difficult for me to not be frustrated by him, because the one time a game he actually makes a play, he's up, he's doing the big, like, hands up in the air at the crowd. I don't know who he's pointing at or, like, gesturing to. And then I've got to deal with him committing between 2 and 7 penalties the rest of the game. I don't care, man. At least when Jalen Ramsey, I think more than most of those guys, does try to stand on business. He'll be demonstrative, but he hits usually. When he's playing well, he's playing his hair's on fire.
Oh, he can hit. He just can't cover.
Well, right. Exactly. Because they've left him now at 3 different positions, none of which he seems equipped for. But like, when I see guys who have accomplished literally nothing of significance in the league, by the way the league measures it, have you won a playoff game? Have you been an all-pro? Have you been a pro bowler? Woofing their heads off, man. I hate sounding like the guy who's doing the get off my lawn, I'm an old man, because I don't care if people celebrate, but I don't want to hear it from them. Antonio Brown is one of the most ill-behaved Steelers in a very long time.
Sure.
He was also the best in the world at what he did for several years in a row. I don't care that Antonio Brown had absurd celebrations, did the running jump into the goalpost. When he would do that, you know what my only worry was? Don't hurt yourself. You're too good. Please do not hurt yourself.
If he's so offended by, or if he hates so much the idea of guys talking without accomplishing or achieving anything, why did he allow for it? And then why did he do it himself?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, you have to know when your defense is this bad, your pass defense is the worst in the league. You've gotten lit up by a 40-year-old quarterback and a good quarterback. Not a great, good, but you made him look all-time great. He completed 20 in a row. You've got to know when they do these things, people are going to remind you that you said that they're capable of something historic. Like, that's also, let me even shift it to this. It's not just like this false bravado and like cockiness that isn't even warranted because the team hasn't gotten results for a long time. That might not even be the worst part of it. How about just the misevaluation? How about that you thought these guys, this collection of players,
was going to be really good?
Were capable of that kind? Yes.
Can I add something,
Chris,
specific
that's even,
to that?
That's actually way worse.
I'm going to add something that I think is even worse than just saying they miss the misevaluation. I think Mike has been around football long enough to know that it's also a very much a young man's game. Would you agree with that? Like, he knows this. He knows
he's told guys, if I can find someone younger or cheaper to do your job, I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Right. Think about the average age of the players that they brought in. I think, like, mainly the secondary guys, it's like almost 31 years old. Do you know what the average age of the oldest team in the league usually is every year? Like 27, almost 28. He brought in 34-year-old Darius Slay, 30-year-old Jalen Ramsey. Who else? Who else got brought in this year? Who am I missing here? Chuck Clark's in his 30s, isn't he? Feels like he is.
Thornhill's been on. This is his third team.
Thornhill might as well
He's 30.
In his 30. Okay. He brought in a bunch of guys to play in the defensive backfield. Perhaps the greatest domain of you better be young and
fast.
You
got to run.
Because you got to run. And he brought in a bunch of old guys and I think very hubristically thought, I am a good enough coach, and I believe in these guys enough, and they're all good enough reputationally, except Thornhill's not, that we're going to make this work. And look how bad it's gone. And look at how, the specific way in which they've gotten torched.
Chris, their best player under 30 is Herbig. He's only 23, and he can't get on the field now.
Because Mike doesn't think he's good enough against the run.
And Highsmith's making all that money, so what do? You can't flip it. They've used Herbig the last two games, and no offense to this guy, because I would consider him a friend, and this is no way of denigrating his NFL career whatsoever. They've used him like Arthur Motes the last 2 weeks. They haven't treated him like this is one of our better defensive players. We need to invent and concoct ways to get him on the field. They've used him like a backup who comes in to give guys a blow.
They've used him like a guy where instead of we've got to invent ways to get him on the field, they're like, we have to have a very specific situation to even justify putting you on the field. Also, I would take Arthur right now on the Steelers defense because I know Arthur will at least hit. You can just ask
100%.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I don't know, man. Like, I just think there's a lot of hubris here. There's a lot of trust us, it'll work. It's what Mike likes to say. Whenever he's going to get asked tomorrow, Mike, what makes you think that you could? It's been two very bad games in a row for your defense. What gives you confidence? What do you see that gives you a belief that it'll turn around? And he will say something to the effect of,
I see the work they put in.
I see the work they put in. Yep. I know what they're capable of. I know what I'm capable of. I know what kind of work I put in. He won't say specifically. He'll just use that platitude because that's just what it boils down to for him.
He'll play the football justice card. And all that
business.
Yeah,
he'll do that too. Also, here's the other thing. Talk about misevaluations. What about guys just flat out getting worse who started one way? Wouldn't you say it's fair to consider that Porter and Benton both had promising first years?
Yes.
And have gone backwards?
Yes.
How is that not the biggest failure of coaching of all?
I think Wilson too. I think Wilson showed signs of being a good player in year one, and I haven't seen him take a step forward whatsoever.
Admittedly, I've got people in my mentions who really don't like Peyton Wilson saying all he does is run after people who have already run by him, and that kind of looks accurate right now.
I was just going to go to that guy. Here's Brad on the fan. Hello, Brad.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Before I talk about the Steelers, I want to preface something because it has really stuck out with me.
Yep.
Last year, my wife and I ran into Malzi, you and Bob Pompiani and Filippone down at the Tequila.
I remember that game. Yeah, it was before Pitt Syracuse, before Kyle McCord. Before Kyle McCord played the worst game I've ever seen by a quarterback, yes.
And you guys treated us royally, and that's always stuck out with me. And I wanted to just call, one, I'm going to vent in a minute, but I wanted to thank you guys just for how well you treated us.
You bet.
Now let's talk about the mess in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Number one, we have a coach that has to run everything his way. When he had Brian Flores in there, he was threatened. So, of course, we gave him a minimal job, and he did the minimum, and he went elsewhere. Mike Tomlin thinks he can intimidate the media if anybody asks some tough questions. I love when he impersonates an English teacher, and he's going to throw words out that he thinks nobody understands. And he's
to be fair, that part did go over well early in his tenure with my mother, who happened to be an English teacher. But admittedly, it's lost its luster with her after about 10 years of not really doing anything, Brad. But as you were saying, please continue.
And it just, like, he tries to just over-talk people that they'll even get away from their original.
Brad, I think he's able to do some of these things that you're talking about, because I think there's absolutely zero accountability. Yeah, thanks for calling in and saying nice things. There's no accountability from the owner.
We didn't do anything crazy. I think we bought you a beer and said thanks for listening.
Were we at Mike's Beer Bar for that
show? No, that was at Tequila Cowboy.
Oh,
or Pitt Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now you had a very sharp memory of that. Now it's coming back
wife.
To me. Yeah, no.
They're big Pitt fans. They drive in for Pitt basketball.
No, I do.
Games
now I do remember that one. Okay.
412-928-9370. The Steelers are on pace to have their worst pass defense of all time. And Mike Tomlin is talking about settling for field goals and getting too many penalties instead of addressing his horrible pass defense. He also said after the game that when they lose, they say very little, or after they win, they say very little, and when they lose, they say less. This is the same guy who told everybody that he had a historic defense in 2025. Well, he was right, but it's just gone the other way. Historically bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.